This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. There's a story that was published over the weekend by the Houston Chronicle. It's starting to get national attention, an investigative report that was almost a year in the making. At stake, kids who need special education services in Texas. Since the 70s, it's been part of federal law that all children with disabilities are entitled to a free public education appropriate to their needs. But in Texas, nationwide, the percentage of kids that get special ed services, we're talking about 13%. However, in the Lone Star State, we're talking about a much lower number. I mean, just 8.5% of all public school kids in Texas are enrolled in special ed programs. Now, that's the lowest percentage in the country. That 8.5% number, that doesn't appear to be an accident either, but rather a specific objective. According to Brian Rosenthal's investigation, tens of thousands of Texas kids have been systematically denied the special education programs they need as part of a cost-cutting measure. Brian, welcome to the Standard.
Thanks for having me.
The fact that Texas, at least when you compare it to the national numbers, has so many fewer kids receiving special ed, what's going on? Is it that Texas kids don't need it, or what?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. And for about a decade, it's been a big mystery. We've known that Texas has had the lowest rate of kids receiving special education services. And this is all services. This is even kids that spend the vast majority of their time. This is kids who even spend all of their time in a regular classroom, but an aide comes in and helps them at certain times for a few minutes. We've always known that they've had it, and nobody has known why. And what we've found recently is that the reason for the large decline that has happened over the past few years is that in 2004, the Texas Education Agency set a target percentage for what percentage of students should be receiving special education services. And what our reporting is found is that schools have really responded to that.
So when you say they set a target, you're saying that actual administrators at the school level, in the districts and at the schools, are being told to keep kids out of special education programs?
They're not being explicitly told to keep kids out. What they're being told is that 8.5% of their students should be receiving special ed services. That's the ideal number in the eyes of this accountability system that was set up. And the system says if you serve more than 8.5%, you're going to lose points on this accountability system. You might get audited. You might get fined. You will face some ramifications. And so it's not a forcing, but it's a strongly encouraging through some sanctions.
You actually have a disincentive for bringing new kids in for special education programs. It sounds like, what does the Texas Education Agency have to say about this apparent numbers game?
The TEA says that their 8.5% number is not a target. It's just an indicator that schools should keep in mind. They also say that they don't believe that any school has kept a kid with disabilities out of special education because of it. And they believe that the large reduction in the number of kids receiving services is due to the fact that schools have gotten much better at teaching struggling students, and that has eliminated some disabilities in students.
That would be an amazing special recipe, given that, you know, you look at the national average, around 13% of kids are in special ed nationally?
That's right.
Okay, so Texas is claiming that it has a special educational regime or system that helps to keep kids out of special ed, from what I understand you saying.
That's correct. That's their claim. They have been unable to provide any evidence of that, but that is what they are claiming.
Well, so what are national experts saying about the situation in Texas? Do they acknowledge that maybe Texas is onto something, or no?
No, not really. We interviewed about 70 national education experts because we were really confused by this, quite frankly, and really wanted to understand it. And what we heard from the vast majority of those experts is that we don't necessarily have a problem of over-identification of students with disabilities in this country. We have a problem of under-identification. And what Texas is claiming has vastly reduced the number of kids with disabilities, their strategy to do that is no different than any other state has been doing. And so it doesn't really make any sense to these experts why Texas would be achieving some massive reduction if they're doing the same thing as every other state is doing, except for this arbitrary target.
You mentioned that the folks at the Texas Education Agency say that no kid has been denied special education services. You've spoken with parents and teachers. What are they telling you?
I mean, I have spoken with about 100 parents, and I've heard 100 stories of kids being denied special education services. And I've spoken with almost 100 educators, and more than a dozen of them told me that they told me reluctantly, they admitted that they have delayed or denied special education to disabled students to try and comply with this target.
It's an important story, one that, in fact, the Houston Chronicle has lifted the paywall for so that everyone can check it out. Denied, how Texas keeps tens of thousands of children out of special education. We'll have a link to it at our website, too, texasstandard.org. Ryan Rosenthal, the reporter, thanks so much.
Thank you.